It was must-see TV for me on Saturday. First, the Chinese spy balloon. I think Fox was the only one. I thought I heard Tony say Fox was the only one that was following it. I was actually watching it live as it got shot down. And so that lasted for an hour or two, but it led straight into the IU-Purdue game.
Man, how many beers did you down between spy balloon and the IU-Purdue game?
Let me see. I don't have enough hands to count, actually. It is the Hammer and Nigel show. My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer right over there. IU beating Purdue. Number one Purdue over the weekend.
Still number one Purdue.
They
stayed at number one. The new poll is out. And it helps that some other folks got beat, too. Like Tennessee lost and some other folks lost. So Purdue, still the number one team in the country, and the Hoosiers are up to 18 in the country. It was a fun game.
Yeah, it was ups, downs, highs, lows, emotions running. I was at a party down the street at my neighbor's house at my neighbors Marcus and Deb.
Deb.
And there was IU fans and there was Purdue fans. There was both there. My buddy I was sitting next to, Mike, is a big Purdue fan. Marcus is a Purdue fan, and they were just yelling at each other the entire time because there was a bunch of IU grads there.
Sure. And this is the way it's supposed to be, man. Like, I hope when Indiana goes to West Lafayette in a couple weeks, final Saturday in February, I hope it's rowdy, I hope it's rocking, and I hope the Purdue fans camp out early, because that's the way this game is supposed to be like all the time.
And by the way, just a side note, IU-Purdue ladies played the next day.
They did.
Played on Sunday. Sold out. First time since 2000. That was up in Lafayette, though.
Right.
And your cousin, by the way, Coach Gerald's, happens to be the head coach at Purdue. They were keeping up with IU for a little while there.
They were. IU ended up winning that game going away. The Lady Hoosiers are number two in the country right now. So, it's been a big weekend of basketball. The atmosphere at Assembly Hall, man.
I couldn't imagine.
Wow. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I don't know what was more rowdy. Yesterday, when Purdue came in as number one, or when that Kentucky team came in undefeated, that Watford hit the shot at the end of the game. Those are the two most electric crowds I think Assembly Hall's had in a while.
I think the Kentucky one's more electric just because of how it ended.
Right. And the fact that it's Kentucky. Like, who do you think is a more hated rival for Indiana? If you're an Indiana fan, who do you hate more, Purdue or Kentucky?
Oh, I would think Purdue, probably, right? I mean, it's a historic rivalry for sure.
Right. And you play them twice a year, though. Like, in the past, when it was Kentucky, you'd only play them once a year. And then Calipari became a little bit of a weasel and didn't want to play anymore because they got beat and the students stormed the court. So hit us up on Twitter, at Hammer and Nigel. If you are an IU fan, who do you hate more, Kentucky or Purdue? Here is IU head coach Tone Loke talking about the atmosphere.
We got the best fans in college basketball. I mean, no doubt in my mind. I've seen it for 40-some years of my life. I mean, since I came in here in 1976, the fan base here has not wavered one bit, and they were fantastic tonight.
He does sound like Tone Loke, doesn't he?
Ever since Jake Query pointed that out, I can't stop hearing it now.
So are you okay with the court storming yesterday?
Oh, yeah, always. I don't care if you're
they're number one, you know?
A blue blood or not. Let the college kids have fun, man. Especially Indiana. As much as those kids have had the tuition jacked up on them the last decade, let them get their money's worth. Let them storm the court a little bit. But I will say this. There's some miserable people on social media. Like, if you want to find who the most miserable bastard in the room is, it's the old curmudgeon saying, "I don't like the court storming. You should be above that. You're Indiana." These college kids at Indiana, they're not used to the team being good. They're not.
True.
So let them have a good time. And as for the Purdue fans, knock it off. Knock off the IU is our little brother stuff that I also saw on social media. Because I think I can be honest here. I'm coming from an SEC perspective. I'm a Tennessee Volunteers guy. So you heard me criticize Indiana. Purdue fans, cut the crap with the little brother stuff. Win something of note, and then maybe we can shift the conversation. Your banners are dusty. Yeah, well, there's something to collect dust at Assembly Hall. So stop it. New York City will always be a Yankees town, even though the Mets may be better from time to time. State of Indiana. Indiana's always going to be Big Brother. That's the way it is right now. That's the hard reality. Sorry if you don't want to hear it. Doesn't mean Purdue's not good. Hell, I think they're probably the favorite to win the national championship this year. But knock off the little brother stuff. It makes you look bad. It's embarrassing. It's the Hammer and Nigel show.